7 years ago, a girls' school founded by two Northern Illinois University professors opened its doors to its first 11 students in rural western Kenya. Now, 160 girls fill the classrooms of the school that has a goal of being good enough for the richest, open to the poorest. The school added music to its curriculum this year, and that created a mutual opportunity for one DeKalb native. On this week's Friday Forum, we sit down with Nell Conley before she heads back to Kenya. Nell Conley was destined for a career in music. Her mother's from a family of seven musicians, and Nell grew up singing in a trio with her mom and sister. The DeKalb native graduated from Augustana College in May with a degree in music education.
And I had been kind of thinking that I wanted to do something a little different after graduation, other than just find a job, because I know once I do kind of enter the workforce, I'm going to be there forever.
And her inspiration came during a visit to her mother's church. Every year, Mayfield Church in Sycamore sponsors a girl who attends the Jane Aden Memorial School, known as JAMS, in rural Kenya. Conley asked the school's founders if they needed a music teacher. NIU professors and Kenyan natives Teresa Wasanga and Andrew Otieno said yes. First, let's take a step back. What is the Jane Aden Memorial School? It's named after co-founder Teresa Wasanga's mother and is accredited by the Kenyan Ministry of Education. JAMS focuses on active learning and independent thinking. Nell Conley says that's not what most schoolgirls in rural Kenya experience.
JAMS is really different. It's a lot of student-run education, and they ask a lot of questions. They do science experiments. They are kind of in control of their own future and kind of their own path of learning.
Education is expensive. Prohibitively expensive for many families. Students at JAMS are there on scholarships, thanks to funds raised through a not-for-profit based in Sycamore. $800 covers a year of education, dormitory, housing, food, travel, medical care, clothing, everything for one girl. Conley raised money to buy musical instruments and her round-trip ticket to Kenya. Then it was time to put her music education degree to work.
We had a ukulele ensemble for multiple grades. We had recorders. We had a choir. And then I taught general music to them. So before this year, none of them knew how to read music. Many of them hadn't played an instrument in their lives. And so that was kind of a big deal for them to get to learn how to do it. Music is such a big part of their culture. Everyone sings and everyone dances. There's no exception. There's none of the, here you have people going, oh, I'm bad at singing. I'm not good at it. And there, it doesn't matter because you just do it. But it was interesting to see them value music so much on an informal level. But then when it came to learning it on getting a formal music education, they weren't accustomed to that. I kind of found myself having to advocate for me being there a lot because they were like, well, what's the point of this? We sing all the time anyway. So why do we have to, put notes to it?
What did you find was the most difficult part? Because not only are you a fresh teacher, but you're moving into a different culture.
I feel like my college education helped me and really prepared me for all the music things I did, but I don't think anything really could have prepared me for the cultural differences.
Like what?
They just really appreciate education on a level that I wasn't used to, because here it's like you have to really kind of force kids to go to school and then they hate it. There's a girl there who I asked at one point, I think within the first month I was there, I asked her to tell me something that makes her really, really happy. And her response was being able to sit in a classroom and learn. Another thing that I don't think I could have been prepared for was the amount of poverty and hardship I was going to see. Just because here we have poverty, we have struggles, we have all these things, but we also have all these resources. I feel like people there, I'm actually doing something worthwhile and I'm making a difference, even if it's just to a couple of them. Those few, really, really, it has changed them. And I think that's something that I didn't really think too fully about when I decided to do it. I kind of think I thought, oh, this will be a really cool experience for me, This will be interesting for me to see and do. But then getting there, it ended up being a lot more than that.
Tell me about one of the girls who you feel like is real. This makes a huge difference to her. Gosh,
that is a very easy question.
Okay,
there was a girl named Ruth who ended up being definitely one of my favorites, not only as a music student, but I think just she's probably one of the coolest humans I've ever met in my life. She's gone through hardships I cannot even fathom. She's 16 and she lives in a 10 by 10 foot tin hut with her father and sister, and they all share one bed. And she's gone through all sorts of abuse. And before she was at JAMS and got a scholarship, she was in and out of high school and was still top of her class, even though she was consistently out of school. And so I was able to give her some private lessons, and she was actually my first student. And so we started on ukulele, and within 3 weeks, she was already learning like some hard rhythms. Some people don't even learn after playing for 2 years. And she had no idea that she was that good because she started from scratch and she didn't know any notes. She didn't know any rhythms. She knew nothing. And she was really, really good at it. And that was really inspiring for me too. And she had never touched a piano in her whole life. And within 1 month, she had finished the entire beginning piano book I brought with me. I feel like, especially working closely with her, I learned so much about what it's like teaching people who have gone through trauma. She was so hopeful and so happy and so good at music that, I don't know, when things were hard and I, you know, was kind of struggling or missed my family, it always felt really good. I was able to give music to Ruth. And that's kind of was worth it.
Does it go beyond music when it comes to what the students want to get from you?
I think it depends on the student.
Yeah.
I think there are some of them, like Ruth, who anticipated on having a music teacher, and then I think for her, I represented an adult who cared. And I think that for her was probably the most important thing I gave her, just above the music.
What do you feel like you're learning from them?
Oh my gosh. I feel like it's really important for people, not just young, like people in general, but especially educators, to travel because it just broadens your worldview so much. And I feel like I can never see things here the same way. Like when I first got back, I stopped at every single water fountain I would see because I could. I want to always hold on to that and always be so appreciative of everything that I have.
Nell Conley heads back to the Jane Aden Memorial School for Girls January 7th. She hopes this experience will open other doors for teaching internationally in the future. And she says reality tells her she needs to start hunting for an elementary school job closer to home when she gets back from Kenya in a few months. But she's planning on summers spent working at what she calls her home away from home, JAMS School for Girls. I'm Susan Stevens.